get a.
It's time. 5:30 to be exact. And time for the Jack and Tracy Show. Morning. Well, we have a cloudy day, 80% chance of rain and storms today. High's going to be about 55. We're at 43 now. And, well, we've got the usual fun stuff. We'll give you more chances to win cash with the super high-low jackpot. That continues. And who knows what else? I don't know. We have Go Figure and Tell Me Something Good. And a lot of other stuff. Radio Paparazzi, too. All right. So, without any further ado, here we go. Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
657. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Punxsutawney Phil's a celebrity, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Sure. Well, the famous groundhog has some big news. He and his wife, Phyllis, recently welcomed two baby groundhogs. And they're planning for at least six more weeks of intense parenting.
Great.
Phyllis gave birth to the two healthy baby groundhogs, and they're now with mom and dad at the zoo in the Punxsutawney Memorial Library, where fans can visit through a viewing window. The little groundhogs arrived, well, to their very surprised caretakers. The caretakers went on Saturday to feed them their fresh fruits and vegetables and found the babies. They said they had no idea Phyllis was pregnant. Wow. Well, an awful weekend for actress Angie Harmon and her family, who are devastated, they say, after their dog Oliver was shot and killed by a delivery driver. Harmon talked about this on social media. She says the driver was delivering groceries for Instacart, got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot their dog. Angie said the incident wasn't caught on their security cameras because the cameras were being charged at the time, but that she and her kids were home at the time. Now, no charges were filed against the alleged shooter. He claimed self-defense, but Angie said he didn't have a scratch or bite on him. His pants weren't torn, just no sign of any kind of a skirmish. Wow, that's awful. Well, LeBron James is taking a shot in the men's grooming space. King James just dropped what's called The Shop. It's a collection of hair and skincare products, high-performance products, he says, designed for all men and addressing various needs for their skin, hair, and beard. They're going to be available exclusively at Walmart, and each product is under $10. Which they said was very important to them when they were considering price points. Yeah. Well, Billy Joel's 100th show at Madison Square Garden is going to become a two-hour CBS special. It was filmed March 28th. Sting appears on stage during the special to perform, while comedian Jerry Seinfeld will be seen raising a banner to celebrate the Piano Man's milestone show. It's going to mark Joel's first concert on network TV. Set to air April 14th.
Cool.
And when he performs his final Madison Square Garden show this July, it'll be his 150th concert at that historic venue.
Wow.
Wow. Very cool. All righty. You ready to do some birthdays?
Mm-hmm.
How about Karen Woodward? Kieran Woodward? Am I saying it wrong?
It sounds right.
Okay.
I would say, Karen Woodward, 38,
64.
I have no idea who Karen Woodward is.
Bananarama singer.
I wish you would have told me that. I had the song pulled. I don't know anybody's names in Bananarama.
I just didn't. I thought you knew. No, no worries.
But I wanted to play this
song.
Well, so.
Play it. Play it now.
I mean.
I mean, because it's always good to hear this song.
If you
have
think
to be
I
doing
know any names in
this.
Bananarama,
Well, I didn't know the name either. That's why I was trying to figure out if I was saying it right, because it's spelled K-E-R-E-N. So I was like, is that Karen? Is it Karen?
You know what I'd
Karen?
Say? I would say okay.
All right. How about Bobby Bones?
Bobby Bones. Let's see. I turned that off once. Okay, Bobby Bones is 44.
Mm-hmm. And Pedro Pascal.
Wow.
This is a hard day.
Every day's a hard day. I know who that is, though.
Okay, good.
He's probably like 60.
49.
He's only 49. Okay, is that enough torture for a little bit?
That's enough. All right. Good.
Yeah. Good, all right.
Or not so much.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Whoa, I just had a quick rush real quick. That got me pumped up more than coffee. Now, we were like 30 seconds away from doing this. Like, I don't happen to have a life hack yet.
Oh, gosh, there's nothing worse than that. It's like getting caught not doing your homework.
I know, but I did it so early this morning, I had one stored and I forgot.
Okay.
I did it like at 4 this morning, so I forgot that I
had
one.
There you go.
Mine
is an awesome way to just make your dishwashing experience with the dishwasher better.
Okay.
You know how sometimes your silverware comes out and it just looks dull. Just doesn't look all that, right? You just add a piece of foil in that silverware cutlery basket before turning on the dishwasher.
Is
and that helps brighten it all up. It brightens up your silverware, your glassware, and it just gives like a really sparkling finish when it's done.
I never knew that.
I didn't either. I'm excited about that one.
Nor did I know about this one that I'm going to present to you that I did at 4 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
You know, you can make your house smell like a coffee shop by putting a vanilla-scented tea light in a bowl of coffee beans. The candles heat the beans, giving off a French vanilla aroma.
Oh, I can totally see that working.
And that works for me because you know how I am. I just like coffee. But every once in a while, I'll open up to you. Mm-hmm. A vanilla latte is pretty darn good.
Mm. Yeah, see?
So, yeah, I do. I not very often. But I do.
Once in a while, you allow yourself to indulge in something that has more sugar and flavor.
Exactly.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
All right, it's 7:56 here at Sunny 101.5 at time four. Go figure. Well, we just came off of April Fool's Day. I remember you asking me yesterday, you know, are you into the pranks and stuff? No, I don't.
You're like, nope.
But evidently, some large companies do this yearly. They're in on the April Fools.
Right.
They're
I've heard that.
Like this one, for the first one that caught my eye, it was a skirt.
Okay.
And it was a picture of it, and it said Scotch whiskey. From the makers of Scotch tape.
No.
Scotch. But it was just obviously just a prank.
Oh, man.
Boy, business must be slow when I got time to do this stuff. let's see. Let's see if we can find a couple more here. I know there's a bunch of them, really. This year's most notable examples of corporate-approved comedy included A Change for Duncan, some unappetizing new beverage flavors, which, that's part of it. And
wasn't it like mashed potatoes and gravy that was a coffee flavor?
I'll get to it. Yeah, it's not that one, but I'm getting to one like that. First, Dunkin', the chain formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts, has announced on social media that it'll now be known as Just Donuts.
Oh, man. They couldn't do that.
We will have coffee still. Please don't ask any other questions. Just going through it, the Instagram post said. Here's your flavors. Health-conscious soda brand Olipop.
Mm-hmm.
You probably, if you had, have you ever had an Olipop? They're good, aren't they?
They are good.
Well, Olipop and Pringles announced Monday, April Fool's Day, that they are teaming up to bring sour cream and onion Pringles flavored soda into the stores. You know, I don't think that's so bizarre. There's some.
I don't either. That actually, that sounds better than some of the ones that are actually on the shelves. Yeah.
They might as well just go for it. In fact, they said they would if they got enough, you know,
right
requests to do it. Let's see. Where did I find that other flavor one? Oh, here's this one's beautiful. In case of, let's see, in another case of corporate synergy that no one asked for, cereal company Post and Macaroni manufacturer Kraft announced the release of multicolored mac and cheese with fruity flavor of Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, okay, now that sounds disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's fruity, it's cheesy.
Ooh.
It's your two favorite comfort foods together at last.
Yikes.
And of course, that's not true. It's just another April Fool's joke. There's a ton of them. All these companies do that every year.
You know what? And some TV shows, too, like The Wheel of Fortune. Jared Leto pretended to be Pat Sajak.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. They've, you know, some of the TV shows do some fun things, too.
I go back to what I'm my, that just seems like a lot of work. That's why I don't do it.